I'm talking to Tom Deary here. Tom is involved in an organization that deals with Medicare issues among the elderly, as well as other issues too. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about what organization you're a part of, and then let's talk a little bit about the new Medicare changes.
Okay, yeah, I'm with the I'm the organizer in New Hampshire for the Alliance for Retired Americans. This is a group that is three million plus nationwide, and 9,000 plus here in New Hampshire. The makeup of the organization is retired union people and community groups, senior citizens, no matter what organizations they're in. So my basic job is organizing seniors in New Hampshire border to border.
Okay, and one of your big issues is Medicare.
That's the hot one.
Yeah, and so there are some proposed changes. One of them that I'd like to talk about is a proposed increase in Medicare premiums. How much is that?
Well, it's a 20% increase. It is the largest increase that's ever come down the road by far. Last year was, I believe, a 12% increase, and that was considered high. Mm-hmm. But this increase is, I believe it's 20%, and what that amounts to in money is $11.60 on the Medicare bill that you pay now out of your Social Security.
Each month?
Each month.
And so a little bit difficult to find out exactly where the money is going to be going.
In terms of the money and where it's going, it is difficult to find it out, Dan. What we did is we went on the Internet and we looked all over the place and simply couldn't find a breakdown for the money. I mean, I'm talking about all of the money of Medicare. There was no real breakdown that we could utilize to say such and such went to old age or such and such went to health care and so forth. But we're still looking at that. The word is that 15% of this increase, the increase is $11.60. That's the additional.
Okay.
That 15% of that, which is $1.75, is going directly to insurance companies so that they will be encouraged to keep their health care that they gave away with their pensions.
This is more or less a incentive to the insurance companies, and corporations keep their health care. The insurance companies get the rate increases that they impose. So what would stop them from increasing the rates down the road?
Now, there'd be every reason for them to raise their rates because they're now getting subsidized. They're getting paid under the table by this round the corner that Bush, the bill that Bush signed into law, the Medicare law. That law allows for billions of dollars to be funneled off to pharmaceutical companies, insurance and HBOs, and corporations that are non-health related. By that I mean AT&T, GM. There are numbers on GM. GM, by the way, put these numbers out. And I believe they're going to make $139 million off of this new Medicare bill. It would save them, I believe it's $80 or $90 million.
I remember a few decades ago, and a lot of companies who had pension plans talked about excess profits on their investments.
It was excess on the pension plans, you mean?
Right. And so, therefore, they took that money, and a lot of them bought up other companies with it and used it various ways.
Mm-hmm.
The assumption at the time was that it was always going to be that way. Those excess profits...
Funds
should have been kept in reserves.
But the idea here is this is a fairly good example of all those excess funds.
Uh-huh.
These are excess funds. Now, when I say excess funds, for instance, let me take an example of General Electric because I know GE.
Mm-hmm.
GE ended up with about $32 billion, that's with a big B, billion dollars in the General Electric pension fund. Now, this money was being paid for by GE employees around the country. GE didn't put a dime into this pension fund since 1987. But here they come with, let's use a number of $30 billion. Well, $15 billion of that was excess funds. Now, that means that they only needed X amount of money to cover the law so that they would be able to cover all their pensioners. They had that money, plus they had $15 billion. At the time they had the $15 billion, the union was fighting like hell trying to get them to give 150,000 GE workers a cost of living increase. That's all we were asking for. And them sitting on $15 billion extra. Instead of them now taking that $15 billion and at least giving some cost, by the way, that money just expands, of course, with that kind of money. But instead of them taking that money and giving cost of living increases, Jack Welch, the CEO of General Electric, went to the Congress in the United States and got the Congress to pass a bill to take that $15 billion and put it in the coffers of General Electric Company, where it would never be seen again by retirees. Fortunately, Bill Clinton vetoed that. Now, we bring it this many years ahead, Jack retires for his pension. Jack gets over $900,000 a month. He doesn't have a cost of living increase because he doesn't need one. But the truth is, that's the kind of money that this guy's getting, along with all the perks that come with being where he was.
Yeah,
and but he still doesn't want to pay and give cost of living increases to retirees. Yeah, can I drop some numbers on you, Dan?
Sure.
The mind-boggling profits of the top 10 pharmaceutical companies in the Fortune 500, this is in 2002, were greater than the company profits of the other 490 companies combined.
I thought all that money was going to research.
Oh, man, no. The government does the research. Once they get through with the research, they give it to the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies turn around and make billions off it, selling it back to us. Mm-hmm. It's ours that they got. The numbers are incredible in terms of how little they spend on research and how much they spend on marketing and promotion and advertising. They spend like double the amount of money on marketing and that than they do on research. It's not so. I got a couple other figures for you, Dan. Under this law, pharmaceutical companies are estimated to take home over $139 billion in extra profits over the first 8 years of this law. How about that? $139 billion extra profits. And under this law, non-health-related corporations across America will divide up an estimated $89 billion of what has come to be called encouragement money. Now, the reason that it's encouragement money is that they're giving this money to corporations to encourage them to keep their health care that they gave to pensioners going out. But the slipshod of it all is the language in the bill allows these corporations to cut down on their health care package right down to the nubs. That is to say, as long as they don't cut down below what Medicare would give them, which is pretty bad, by the way, as long as they don't cut their benefits down below that, they still get this encouragement money in the millions of dollars, each of them.
So it's, they can reduce their health care plan and yet get...
And get the taxpayers' money on top of that.